Next application is case number 11261, the application of Wilbur and Carol Rowe, sited southeast of Route 1, being southeast of Center Avenue, 250 feet south of Skyview Street, being lot 67, block D, within Sierra Village, a mobile home park, and being identified as tax map ID 3-34, map 13, parcel 310, unit number 47008. Requesting a variance from the separation requirement between units and a mobile home park. And more specifically, the applicant is requesting a 6.9-foot variance from the 20-foot separation between units for a sunroom and a 6.7-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement between units for a deck.
Hi, I'm Ron Simmons. Oh,
yes, sir.
Can I speak on behalf?
Yeah, once you be sworn in, sir.
Will you give your full name and address, please?
Yeah, Ronald F. Simmons, 16083 New Road, Lewis, Delaware.
And you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give be true and correct?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Sir, are you going to need your clients to speak tonight?
Well, they're here.
If you do, you need
to be sworn in as well.
So if you're going to call them,
appreciate them. I'm not sure if we need them to speak.
That's what it says.
Hi, I'm Ron Simmons with Patio Systems, and I'm the contractor for the clients. What we're trying to do, I guess you guys have a surveys. Basically just a 20 by 12 sunroom addition coming off the front entrance of the home. The issue here is that the homes are very small. And it's a mobile, single-wide mobile.
Okay.
And the lots are narrow, so there's really no other place to build additional space for the folks so that they can have a little bit more room. The problem is there's no other place on the lot that it could be placed as far as the difficulty, unique situation. Can't put it on the front or back, it wouldn't work, and setbacks and so forth. So that's because of the size and shape of the existing lot. As far as developing it in any other way without a variance, unfortunately there wouldn't be any way with the small lot and the shape of the lot. And the distance from the adjacent mobile is the big issue, because we're not really asking to go over the 35%. It wouldn't be necessary. It's just the side, the separation distance that's the issue. As far as enabling reasonable use of the property, once again, they're small. The mobile home is small by today's standards. A lot of these homes were designed originally and kept as vacation homes, and my clients come down quite frequently and plan to move down here permanently at some point if they can get a little bit larger space utilization. So as far as the difficulty being created by the applicant, I would say no, because they bought the home the way it was as a vacation home. Basically we just need the variance to the code for relief from that. And as far as effects, it's a mix. The community in Sierra is a mix, as you guys know. A lot of different types of additions built, porches, decks, so forth. We're really not asking for a deck, by the way. We're just asking for a landing and steps facing the street. And that does not encroach beyond what we've already asked for. I think it's a 7 foot, 7 foot.
6.7?
6.9.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see. So other folks in the community have all that kind of stuff. And as far as will this impair the appropriate use for the adjacent property, I don't believe so. It's actually being built facing the back, and all they have there is their front entrance on the other side. All they have there is like a back stoop. It's like a little tiny two steps or something like that. Will it be detrimental? No, I don't believe so. If anything, it's going to raise the value of the homes in the neighborhood, we hope.
Okay.
Did I answer all of that?
I think so. We'll see if there's any questions?
The least possible modification, yes. Anything smaller than the 12-foot is not quite practical for projection because the, you know, when people put table and chairs, and I've been in the business a long time, we usually try to make it 12-foot minimum width on the addition. And yes, we are asking for a variance to afford relief.
Okay.
Can I ask a question? Just
yes,
a clarification.
Sure.
On the approval that was granted from Sierra Village.
Yes.
It makes reference to an add-on enclosure, 12 by 22, aluminum structured frame on deck. Is that deck already there? Or is it
no, proposed? No, there's no deck there. What that, I think
all
what
proposed.
They meant was we're building a floor system and
okay, that's fine.
Elevating it to the level of the
but when I read the intro, I made reference that there was a 6.9 and a 6.7-foot variance from the separation requirement for the sunroom and a deck. That's the way it was,
there's
way it was written.
Front.
Is it on slab?
No. There. What they have now is some steps, and what I guess those are those steps that you, they just sit there. But what we're doing is where we build it, we'll be putting pier footers in. In the ground, and then building a new landing coming off the front, which would not go any closer than the actual 12-foot we're asking for.
So it'll have a solid floor.
Yeah.
Yes, it'll have a solid floor, insulated floor. It's a four-season room, one of our modular factory-made rooms that we built.
All right. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. Workman?
No, he answered them.
Okay, again, Mr. Mills, any further ones?
No others.
Mr. Hudson?
None further.
Mr. Records?
I see by your application, and I know who helped you with this, you met the regular setbacks. You got to meet three setbacks, the regular setbacks, the separation between units, and the 35%.
Yes.
So you're just asking for the separation between units?
Yeah, we're under the 35%. So.
Okay, so you'll meet the setbacks on the side?
Yes.
Side yard setbacks.
Yes. It's 5 feet, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
We're definitely.
Yeah, we meet the 5 foot?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. It's the separation setback.
Any further questions, Mr. Rickers?
No.
Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here? Two? There you go. Three?
There's three.
Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,261. I believe he's addressed the standards for granting a variance, and based on the uniqueness of the property, you can see the angle of the property. It's only 40 feet in the front, so that is unique. The variance is necessary for reasonable use of the property. It's a deck. Unnecessary hardship is not being created by the applicant because of the size of the lot. The variance will not alter essential character of the neighborhood. They're typical in that neighborhood. And the request of the variance is minimum that will afford relief.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,261. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for the reasons that were stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,261 is approved.
Thank you, gentlemen, very much.